You're listening to the best of Distorted View Daily.
Watch me fuck a vacuum cleaner. Ah, good times.
Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in 1960s Drug Education.
So, Mrs. Andrade, isn't it true that everybody's being uptight about those freaky chromosomes? Isn't it true that most scientists don't agree on chromosome breakage? Besides, does it matter as long as I don't drop any acid while I'm pregnant? If LSD won't kill my chromosomes, the pollution in the air and water will. So what's the difference?
The difference is we're talking about two different things. We know that if we don't take LSD, we won't damage your chromosomes. All scientists know that it's too soon to know exactly what the damage will be, especially to your children and your children's children.
But water and air pollution are killing us anyway.
Well, that could be. But I don't agree that we should just sit back, swallow some acid, and say, well, man, pollution's going to kill us anyway. This time, the whole country is worried about pollution, and things are being done about it all the time. How much are we doing about it if all we do is complain and swallow a drug? Not much better than bad people doing bad things about our water and air. This world's in bad shape. But it's the world that your generation is going to have to run in the next 10 to 30 years. So what kind of preparation is LSD, STP, DMT, peyote, mescaline, or marijuana for what you're going to have to do to straighten it out?
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, August 16th, 2006. Coming up on the program today, potty training by electrocution, shit pockets, and frying kittens. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yeah! Let's all smoke some marijuana. Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thanks for checking out the Wednesday podcast. We do this thing every single weekday, Monday through Friday. How crazy was that 1960s drug educational film? There's a couple things I wanted to mention. First of all, those freaky chromosomes. That girl, if you watch the video, and I'll put a link to it on our show notes today, looks like she dropped acid about 5 minutes prior to the taping of this thing, because her eyes are creepy. The other thing I loved about the video is how the teacher was pretty much completely unknowledgeable about the subject at hand. She actually uses the line, well, the difference is we're talking about two different things. What? And then the angry black kid chimes in.
But water and air pollution are killing us anyway.
Right you are. I blame the white man. He just seems angry for no reason. Little Carnell, the start of his first black listener. So I thought that was pretty funny. And the last thing I wanted to mention was everyone seems to be more concerned with pollution harming their chromosomes than LSD and marijuana. When did we stop pronouncing it with that dopey accent? Marijuana. I remember watching a 1950s drug propaganda film and they, you know, said it the same way. Marijuana. I actually think we stopped pronouncing it marijuana. Like in the 70s, after, you know, everyone really started doing, you know, pot and they realized, hey, this stuff isn't killing anyone. Just a good time drug. No need for the scary pronunciation, marijuana, very south of the border. No, it makes me happy and merry. I wanna be merry. Flip it, marijuana. I actually have another clip from this video. Oh my god, the greatest line ever to be filmed.
But the only time I think I've ever been able to understand myself was on an acid trip. Then things were really clear.
This kid is like a 10-year-old.
As a psychologist, I have to tell you that the understanding you think you have gained just doesn't fit in with the facts. Here are the facts.
Hey, don't be a square, daddy-o.
You've been on a number of trips.
Pops.
And we're both agreed that you're having even more problems with your school, your parents, and even your friends. Perhaps what you think or feel on a trip just doesn't fit in with the straight world, which you must return to and must learn to live in.
Really? Because when I'm on an acid trip, I see dragons! fire-breathing dragons! You mean to tell me that's not real, you fucking idiot? Of course not.
As far as understanding yourself is concerned, the only real understanding you could gain would come from having a bummer and then analyzing it.
A bummer.
Which would mean you'd have to want to try to have bummers and then attempt to understand them.
Bummers! Jesus Christ, this 1960s lingo. Oh, man, I think I took something bad, man. I'm having a bummer. Oh, did you see that? The sea monkeys floating in the sky. They're all over my body, man. The sea monkeys crawling on my skin. There's the dad sea monkey with the little crown and the mama sea monkey. Oh, fuck you, Brian Shrimp. I should have never mailed away for you. Holy shit. I'm bumming. Oh, we were so stupid back then with our silly little LSD. Now we've got crystal meth. The good stuff. Real quick, before we actually get into the program, I got a couple emails about the Don and Drew show that I guest hosted. Jesus Christ, everyone loves my mother. She's becoming quite the celebrity. They love the drunk version of my mom. Andrew wrote in, "Your mother is the best. She's even funnier drunk than trying to guess what a sex sound is." Yeah. Man, oh man. Well, thank you very much, Andrew. I love my mommy. She really is the best. She was drinking a few white Russians when I called her. I had to get the photos of my sister's wedding. Oh, geez, it must be like 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. And she just got fucking tore up. She was puking in the restroom, and the next thing you know, you see her back in line getting some more alcohol. I feel fine now. Oh, love her to death. All right, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. All right, our first story we have for you... Oh, you know what? Oh, stop the music. Holy shit, I can't believe I forgot to mention this at the top of the damn program. I was just too enthralled by the LSD film. As you know, the podcast awards... for 2006 ended about, a week ago, something like that. And the winners were announced Tuesday night, last night at around 10 p.m. Distorted View won Best Comedy Podcast for the second year in a row. Thank you guys so much. That's all I can say, really. That means so much to me. I realize it's pretty much just a popularity contest, and I sort of asked you guys to vote for me every single day. And the other comedy shows that were nominated are fantastic as well. But I really, really do appreciate it. It means a lot to me. And, I've been doing this thing since 1997, and for like 7 of those years, I don't think anyone was listening whatsoever. So it's really cool to be recognized. So... All right, thank you guys again for that. I really do appreciate it. Now I can start begging for money to get to the podcast expo. I really haven't even thought about if I'm going or not. I have to decide. It's like in a month, something like that. Thank you guys so much for all the congratulatory emails coming in. A lot of people are wondering if I'm going to the expo or not. I don't know. It was a good time last year. So there you go. Distorted View, winner of the 2006 Comedy Award. Libby! Did you hear that, Libby? I'm going to be a big star, Libby. All right. Everyone loves Libby for some reason. Libby, put on the record labeled Manhattan Transfer. Operator, give me strength. First story we have for you today. It comes out of Jacksonville, Florida. Florida, our most fucked up state.
Florida, our most fucked up state. It's Florida.
It most certainly is, and nothing illustrates it quite like this story. A Middleburg man is accused of using electric shock to potty train a 3-year-old boy in his care. Shocking the shit right out of the little fucker. According to an arrest report, 51-year-old Paul Trotman told Clay County authorities the boy had been urinating into wall sockets. little Timmy Henson. Yes, he's been urinating into wall sockets and nightlights to see them spark. This kid just might be a window licker. Trotman told investigators he's been an electrician for 26 years and is aware of the danger of electricity. That's why I decided to shock the hell out of him. He said he wanted to teach the boy a lesson before he hurt himself. You guys can pretty much guess what this is going to sound like, but it's time for a Distorted View Insensitive Reenactment.
Johnny, go pee-pee. One little, two little, three little engines. Four little, five little, six little engines. Seven little... Son of a bitch!
Yeah, you don't like that, do you? Now piss straight, little fucker. Shut up! Shut up! Be quiet! Johnny? Oh, God. Shaking baby. All right, back to the story here. Wait. Wait for it. Trotman said he wanted to teach the boy a lesson before he hurt himself. Report said Trotman used a device that controls low levels of electricity and creates a tingling sensation if two wires are touched. Trotman said the feeling is less serious than if a 9-volt battery were placed on the tongue. He is facing a charge of aggravated child abuse. See, here's the thing. If this guy is telling the truth, and if this little device just, you know, creates a little tingling sensation just to scare the little kid, I have no problem with that. As a matter of fact, that's what my father would do to me if I was pissing in electrical sockets after he beat me with a belt, of course. That was really my father's approach to discipline. But no, this kid could really hurt himself pissing in electrical sockets. Yeah, give him a little shock. Plus, I like to see little babies in pain. Yeah, shock the little fucker. And while you're at it, press down on the soft spot on his head. Make him really feel it. All right, second story we have for you today. This story comes out of Germany, specifically Berlin. Thieves in Germany stole $9,554 from a man. How, you ask? Well, by throwing feces at him from behind and then pickpocketing him while they pretended to help him clean up the mess. How do you get away with that? Like, you're throwing feces at someone's face, and then you say, oh, I'm sorry, that was meant for someone else. Bob over there, I missed, I'm a bad aim. Let me help you clean that up. It's an innovative way to pickpocket, sure. Yes, they pickpocketed him while they pretended to help him clean up the mess. After withdrawing 8,000 euros from a bank for a holiday, the man was struck in the back of the neck by what he described as human feces. Immediately afterwards, two large women came up to him from behind. Oh, there's nothing worse than a big pile of shit from a fat broad. Because, you know, if it was a skinny woman doing this, it'd be like little, goobers, or little milk dud turds. These fat broads, though, with all they eat, you know, big, big, greasy, foot-long Philly cheesesteaks, with all that melty cheese, that's gonna be a big shit, a big, massive BM hitting the back of your neck. You're never prepared for that type of thing. Poop on the back of the neck. Quote, immediately afterwards, two large women came up to him from behind, and they claimed they had seen someone excreting down the street. Probably that same chick from Flavor of Love. Holy Mother of Christ. Have you seen that? The first episode of Flavor of Love on VH1? For those of you guys overseas and who have never probably seen Flavor of Love, Flavor Flav obviously is an old rapper guy, and I can't remember what group he is with. Not Digital Underground. They did the Humpty Dance, right? No, Public Enemy is Flavor Flav's group, right? And so he has this reality show on VH1, and it's basically him looking for love, and he gathers a bunch of women to live in this house, and then he eliminates them or whatever. But on the season premiere, one of the girls accidentally shits on the floor. I'm serious. You gotta hear this. I have a clip from Flavor of Love right here. Enjoy.
After we do the toast, something takes off upstairs.
Oh my God, that's nasty. Okay. I smelled it. Elimination is over. I just want a sigh.
You got that right.
Relief. So I take this deep breath and what is that smell?
My God!
That's the Flavor of Love.
And as I'm going up the steps, I look down, and I was like, no.
I found a big, fat turd on the stairs.
Watch your step.
I like
that. Someone, yeah, watch out.
What is that?
Oh, my goodness. Watch out. I think.
I was like, wait a minute. I know we don't have no dogs in here.
All right, and in this final clip, Flavor Flav confronts the girl who took a shit on the stairs, who's in the bathroom.
trying to clean up.
Oh my God, that smell was something. So I think I really gave her the right name, folks. Know what I'm saying? Her name is something. Yo, you all right in there, baby?
There was no way me holding it. I'm gonna be honest.
I was like holding it, and then out of nowhere, it's like my stomach was just like, bitch, she got me.
I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom.
So like, it just like pushed itself out.
It certainly did.
Oh, my floor, man.
Oh, flavor of love. The flavor of digested food and corn. All right, back to the story here. The two women then began briskly wiping the filth from the man's clothing with paper towels they had with them. They were soon joined by a third man who also came bearing paper towels. Only when the man went to take his foul-smelling trousers to the cleaners did he notice that 7,500 euros had been taken from his back pocket by one of the would-be helpers. All right, got one more story for you. This one's for all of you animal lovers. Authorities in Buffalo, New York, were expected to charge a man with animal cruelty on Monday. Why, you ask? For allegedly throwing 5 kittens into a pan of hot oil. The incident happened on Saturday. Aw. There are the little kittens. Oh, that smells delicious. Put a little more butter in the pan. Yes, the incident happened on Saturday when the unnamed man allegedly threw the kittens into a frying pan at a friend's house while cooking pork chops. Ooh, kitty chops, the Buffalo News reported. The motive behind his actions were not known. The kittens suffered slightly burned skin and their orange and white fur became matted and covered with hot grease. You know, when I was looking at this story, I thought, you know, this cannot be real. First of all, I've never heard of the Buffalo News, and, you know, the guy's unnamed. Kind of sounds like one of those urban legend things. Well, there is such a thing as the Buffalo News, and I went to their website, searched for it, and it's online, so it's a real story. All right, these kittens really did burn. The man took 2 kittens, put them in a frying pan with the hot oil and pork chops, and began swishing them around. Charles Lubert, an animal control officer, was quoted as saying, "Then he threw 1 kitten on the floor, and he took the other one and wiped it on the wall. Then he put 3 more kittens into the frying pan." He said the incident was one of the worst cases of animal cruelty he had seen in more than 25 years on the job. Quote, "It is just disgusting, just horrible, very sad because there's no reason to do this to a helpless kitten." Fucking cats, hate them. "If this man could do this to a kitten, he could do this to a person. He's a very sick man." Oh, now come on. Stretching it a little bit. There's a difference between putting little kittens in a frying pan and a human. You can't fit a human in a frying pan, for Christ's sakes. Idiot. Believe me, I've tried. Lubert said the unnamed perpetrator, the perp, would be charged with animal cruelty on Monday. The 6 to 7 week old kittens were expected to make a full recovery. Well, let me ask you this, fucking Charles Lubert. You said that this was the worst case of animal cruelty he'd seen in more than 25 years. You mean to tell me you've never seen an animal killed before? These cats are going to be fine. He's trying to make the situation sound worse than it really was. And I mean, come on, this guy is a dick for putting kittens in a frying pan. Still, it's funny. But to say that it's the worst thing you've ever seen in 25 years, and then to insinuate that this guy could do it to a person, come on. Don't you think you're exaggerating just a wee bit? All right, that is your distorted news. I'm kind of taking the side of the guy who fried kittens. I am a horrible, horrible person. No, the guy's an idiot for doing it, but the cats are going to be fine. How can you say it's the worst thing you've seen in 25 years? These stupid cats that are going to be fine. Remember, they've got 9 lives. All right, that is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I got to say thanks to Jordan real quick for sending me the story about the people throwing poop. I think maybe some others sent me that as well, but Jordan is the guy that I remember. And also, a couple people sent me the story about the kittens in the frying pan, so thank you very much. Keep the news tips coming. Oh, hey, on the Don and Drew site, you can actually leave comments about the shows. And I got a couple comments. Most of them are nice, like, "Great job, Timmy, very funny, blah, blah, blah." But let me just mention Surfer Girl.
She says, okay, you're referring to videos and I can't see anything. This is not a vidcast, is it? Surfer girl, you're a fucking retard. Don't you understand that it's the audio that's funny? That's why I'm playing it? Oh my god. Fucking idiot. Just like the drug propaganda film we played today. It's the audio that's funny. Come on. Enjoy the Don and Drew show. I hope you never, ever listen to another episode of Distorted View. Honestly, Don and Drew probably don't want you either. Yeah. All right, let's do a couple voicemails here.
Timothy Henson, this is Jonathan Smith.
Yes?
Of the Columbus, Ohio Department of Ethical Treatment for Retarded Children.
No.
And your story today of a 5-year-old retarded boy getting fucked by his...
Wind!
I can't even fucking say it. He's retarded. Oh, God, Tim. That was fucking hilarious, dude. I didn't know if he'd push it that far, if the retarded 5-year-old kid would actually, give his uncle a blowjob, but he went that far. You crossed
penis
the line.
Penis kisses! Yay!
And you did it beautifully.
Thank you very much. Someone who enjoyed Sextastic Tuesday yesterday.
Hey! What's up, man? I was listening to your weekend show.
WKUPD,
which just happens to be the radio station here in Arizona. They're always doing some crazy ass fucking...
Your phone sucks.
Hey, Tim. Apparently, just watching some commercials, and it might start playing Arrested Development again. The commercial is on G4 Tech TV.
That's where they're going to be playing the reruns, my friend. G4 picked up the syndication rights to Arrested Development. You can also watch it on MSN Video soon. And an Arrested Development movie could be in the works. Believe me, I'll keep you guys posted.
Hey, Tim, this is Darren in Colorado giving a call. The great land where they tell you don't ever shake a baby. Gotta love that stupid-ass
baby syndrome
website. Anyway, I got a new sex term for you. It's called the Alabama Hot Pocket, where before you start going on a chick, you open her pussy and you just take a huge shit right inside of it, then you just go to town on it. Love the Hot Pocket.
Oh, that's disgusting. Here's the thing. With those type of sex terms, does anyone really do it? Like, I'll get an email from someone saying, oh, have you heard of the sex term called the upchuck nunchuck? It's where you puke, you open a girl's pussy lips, you vomit in her pussy, and then you stick your dick in her pussy, and then your friend also sticks his dick in her pussy. The two dicks are the nunchucks. And you basically fuck her vomit-filled pussy. That's great, and it's a funny name, but really, does anyone get off on that? Like, has anyone ever done that in the history of sex? If so, I'm sure it's on the web somewhere, and you guys will find it for me. Love you, freaks.
Hey, Tim, this is Jim out in Iowa. Love the show. I just wanted to ask you about the email I sent you. Avenue Q's, everyone's a little bit racist. Just wondering if you liked it or not. Thanks.
I did. I've actually received a couple MP3s from Avenue Q, and I'm hoping eventually I'll get a chance to see it. I'm not a big musical person, but come on, those songs are pretty damn funny.
Hey, Tim, this is Mike from Alabama. Been a fan of the show for a long time now.
Thank you, sir.
Trying to catch up on some old episodes and heard you mention Fireball Island.
Yes.
On one of your best of shows.
Yes.
Never knew if you wrangled up a copy of that, but I actually collect board games and have a copy of Fireball Island, some other 80s games like Crossfire.
Crossfire. Holy shit. That is another great game.
All kinds of cool stuff like that. So if you need any more info on Fireball Island or looking to pick up a copy, I'll get in touch with you or look for some way of sending you a copy over to the snail mailbox. And anyway, keep up the good...
Yeah, someone, I can't remember who it was, but they were talking about sending me a copy of Fireball Island. I don't know if they're in the process of doing that or not. But my friend Nick actually collects board games as well. And he bought Fireball Island on eBay. So I had a chance to play it. The game fucking rocks. Best game ever. I can't wait to get a copy myself. Yeah, the game was made for only a couple years, like 1985 and 1986 or something. And then they stopped making it. Apparently it cost a lot to make. It's like a three-dimensional board game
you know, kind of like looks like an island, and you have to capture a jewel, but then, you know, you can shoot fireballs down and knock your guys over. It's a great game. There's bridges that can collapse and everything. An evil god on top of the volcano named Valkal just spits fireballs down. It's great. That's what I do on my weekends. I play Fireball Island. Nerd.
Hey, Tim. Great show. I was wondering if you've heard about Pepsi Jazz. If you haven't, just say so on the show, and I'll send you some. Thanks. Bye.
Pepsi Jazz. Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm drinking some right now. I'm drinking the Diet Pepsi's Strawberry and Cream. And, you know, it's pretty decent. As a matter of fact, Drew from the Don and Drew Show is sending me a Pepsi Latte. Apparently someone sent Don a bunch of birthday gifts and said, hey, forward this on to Tim Henson because he loves soda. And so I'm going to try Pepsi Latte real soon. So whoever sent that to Don, thank you very much. And thank you very much to the great Drew Domkiss for sending it to me.
Tim, I'm listening to your Tuesday show.
Here we go.
Fantastic Tuesday.
I don't like it. There's no maggots.
I'm driving to work and I almost caused a fucking car accident. I was laughing so hard.
Oh, you liked it. Okay, great. Kind of threw me off.
I was laughing so hard at the Gay Siegel impression. Oh, Lord, it was great. Talk to you later.
Gay Seagulls. Ca-ca, ca-ca. The weather gay has a couple gay seagulls as pets. Ca-ca.
Hey, Tim, this is Ver. I was listening to your Sunday show. I'm a little bit behind.
Uh-huh.
And I was making a sandwich at the same time. Uh-oh. And I was about a minute and a half in, and you said doggy rim jobs. And I'm just like, all right, fuck. I know, Tim.
I'll eat later.
This is going to be some gross shit, so I figured you'd appreciate that. And another thing I've been...
Please tell me it was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. The story was about a guy licking peanut butter off of the rectum of an English bulldog.
I'm waiting for that drunk show. I don't know how many other freaks are, but I want a drunk show, and you better do it, or I'll come over.
You freaks certainly deserve a drunk show after the fantastic support you've been showing me with the big win at the podcast awards and everything. Oh, thank you guys so much. Drunk show is on the way, along with a brand new skank. How about that? Oh, that one didn't work. All right, let's move on here.
Hey, Tim, Trevor calling from Wisconsin. Say, I've been listening for about 6 months. Remember back on Christmas time, you were doing some kind of package where sent in a donation, you could get like a DVD or just a regular CDR of all the old shows in a higher quality. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, I'd be willing to make a decent-sized donation if I could get my hands on a couple of CDs with all past episodes of Distorted View. I don't know. Tell me what you think. Thanks.
I think that's a great idea. I need to... burn some more, but as soon as I do, I'll let you freaks know. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God. Did someone just throw poop on my neck? Or am I hallucinating from all of the marijuana I've been smoking? Vote for us, the podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Be back tomorrow for the Big Thursday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
What is that smell?